talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Start here in Wisconsin. Gableman, the gorilla that was hired by Voss to conduct a fake audit of the Wisconsin election, November 2020, done to appease Trump. Voss initially resisted doing it. He knew that if he tried to impose a cyber ninja type of audit, kind of an Arizona audit up here, even Republicans aren't going to fall for that. The culture of Wisconsin is not the culture of Arizona. It's not the culture of Texas. It's not the culture of Georgia, not the culture of Florida. We are a purple state at the moment, but the Republicans, their roots in Wisconsin go back to Fighting Bob La Follette. Fighting Bob La Follette was a Republican. Goes back to 1949. Convention held in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where the Progressive Republicans merged with the Democratic Party to create the modern Democratic Party. The leader of the Democratic delegation in that convention, two leaders, Bill Proxmire and Pat Lucey, Judge Thomas Fairchild, one of the great judges in Wisconsin history, was part of that too. Leading the Republican side, believe it or not, Gaylord Nelson was a Republican. Gaylord Nelson was a Republican. And he came into it. Tom Fairchild, the judge I just mentioned, was a progressive Republican. He came into it. And the merger is the modern Democratic Party in Wisconsin. So those are the roots. So even the so-called stalwart Republicans back at the beginning of the 20th century were not Texas-type Republicans in the modern sense. They weren't. Cyber ninja stuff isn't going to go over up here. Voss knew that, but Trump insulted him, attacked him, and Voss decided he would bribe Trump. He would appease Trump. Very, very similar in primitive times where you appeased a god by slaughtering an animal, or you burnt offerings, or you put some gold on the altar to hope that he would leave you alone. Voss put some gold on the altar to Trump, $670,000 taxpayer money, Wisconsin taxpayer money. You paid for it, and he hired some guerrillas. He hired the muscle, Gableman, former judge. Gableman went out and hired guerrillas. Retired police officers who are going to go around, roam around, interrogate clerks, poke around, sort through documents, chew up 670, 80 grand. That, by the way, is a minimum. It is subject to change. And I have never seen a lawyer around money who is given flexibility where it didn't result in higher fees. Have you ever seen a wolf get into a butcher store and you think he's going to eat one steak? Well, that's exactly what's going on here. And it's at your expense, by the way. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, it's your expense. Well, now Gableman has announced that he basically wants to keep the clock going. He has a real pigeon here. He has a real pigeon here. Keep paying fees, no skin off Voss's nose. It's not coming out of Voss's pocket, coming out of your pocket. This is a fake done to appease Trump. Everybody's pretending. Now Gableman has announced that he's concerned about the voting machines themselves. And he's going to want the voting machines to see them. He's going to want to inspect them for, quote, reliability, end quote. Now, let me tell you something. You voted in Wisconsin, many of you, for a long time. You know where the polls are. You know you go in. There's never a shred of doubt, certainly not in my mind and not in the mind of anybody that I know, that the people, the ladies and the elderly gentlemen who are administering the polls are up to something, or that the machines, when you walk up to the machines, that somehow there's some skullduggery going on. That's simply false. This is not Africa. It's not Asia. It's not the Middle East. It's not Belarus or Russia. It's not Venezuela or Cuba. There's the United States. But Gableman and Voss and originally Trump are trying to change us into those countries by casting doubt on our elections. Why should Gableman, because remember something, and I don't know how many times I have to say this, you can't turn over ballots, voting machines, or anything involved in presidential elections for 22 months after the election, precisely to preserve the integrity of them. So you don't have goons and guerrillas come in and say, I got to see him, and then take him behind a curtain and jimmy him up somehow. Can't have that. When do you think 22 months expires after the 2020 election? 2020 election was in November of 2020. 22 months later is September of 2022. September 2022 is 11 months away. Why should the guerrillas be able to go in right now and get these things? The second thing about these voting machines, not only are they inspected, not only are they audited in the proper chain of command, but in Arizona, when they were subpoenaed and the QAnon people got hold of them, the authorities had to buy new voting machines. When you turn a voting machine over to the KGB, the equivalent of the KGB, you turn a voting machine over to QAnon, that thing is ruined. You have no idea what they did to it. Shred it, get it out of there, not going to use it. You know how much it costs to buy new voting machines? Arizona, a couple of million dollars for one county, Maricopa County, a couple of million dollars. From Milwaukee County to buy new voting machines? And who is going to pay for that? Milwaukee taxpayers? Because Voss is trying to appease Trump by hiring Gableman? Is the state going to pay for it? Out of your state income taxes? This is going to go on in Madison, Milwaukee, and Green Bay because they vote Democratic. But if you're in Eau Claire, do you want to pay for Milwaukee's voting machines because Gableman did this? If you're in Marinette, if you're in Grant County, if you're in Beloit, no, you don't. And frankly, I don't. And I live in Milwaukee. This is a perfectly good set of voting machines. Why should they be compromised? Why should they be compromised? So the second thing about him, and this is kind of sad, actually, sort of pathetic. He goes up, he looks at a voting machine, doesn't touch it. They won't let him touch it. And he says, well, you know, we got to see if this is reliable. Clerk told him, they said, you know, the voting machine is just an inanimate object. It's the software you put in it. The voting machine is just a receptacle for software. There are these cards we put in, and they're the ones that retain the data, and they are highly audited and scrutinized. But the voting machine, I mean, you know, what are you going to go up and look at a toaster and see if it, you know, the toast is good? There's no toast in it. Look, you idiot. He did not understand that. He apparently still doesn't understand that. I think what the Republicans are doing is trying to just create controversy, require new voting machines, and then they can say to Trump, well, we did it. We looked at everything, sir. Yes, sir. We looked at everything, sir. Incurred a lot of expense, sir. By the way, not at the expense of the Republican Party, at the expense of Milwaukee taxpayers, property taxpayers, Madison taxpayers, Green Bay taxpayers, or state taxpayers. If the governor approves payment from the state, Voss will interfere with that. He wants to punish counties that don't vote Republican. This is what's going on. That's why there has been an uproar from the Attorney General, from the legislators in Madison, from Devil Radio. Stop this. This is a fake. This is it's an expensive fake. How much in state income taxes did you pay last year? How much have you paid in your entire life? It's very likely that very few people listening to me have paid $680,000 or $70,000 in state income taxes in their entire life. Very unlikely. It's possible some of you did. Why should that just be coughed up like that as a bribe to keep Trump off of Voss's back? I mean, really, why? What's the purpose of this? What's the purpose of destroying Milwaukee's voting machines? And then it'll be Dane County's voting machines, Green Bay's voting machines. What is the purpose? It's likely to punish Democratic counties, mostly to appease Trump, mostly to appease the golden calf. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.